Brandi Taylor in the Sonic Interview Suite with Corbin Mike from The Smalls. What's up, guys?
Hello. Hi.
We are so excited to have you here today. You guys played the first big show in Calgary yesterday. How did it go?
Calgary went exceptionally well. We really had a good time, and I heard from a lot of people that they were pretty happy as well. So a lot of the audience.
Well, because when we talked to you guys last, it was right after the whole reunion had been announced. Yeah. And so you guys hadn't really done rehearsals or anything like that. So I know you've been rehearsing a lot since then. What were those first few rehearsals like, picking up instruments and playing together for the first time in 13 years? What was that like?
It was kind of neat. It was surprising on how much it sounded like it did when we left it behind. It sounded almost the same. There were like, you know, some glitches and things like that, but it was pretty smooth, actually.
It wasn't so bad. I think we all had a lot of fear about it. Maybe. At least I had a lot of fear about it. But no, it was good.
It's cool, though, that after that much time, you can come together and it all sort of clicks. Just like it was yesterday, right?
It was kind of like that, yeah.
It was weird, strange relearning the songs, because I don't think I had listened to them for about 10 years. And it was like relearning other people's songs sometimes. It was really bizarre trying to figure out the parts and stuff. But it was cool. It was a good reminder of how much fun we had doing that stuff. It was good.
The fan reaction when you guys announced the reunion was huge. What was that like to see all of these people still so excited to hear you guys playing together?
Well, I heard about it kind of secondhand because I don't really participate in social media and stuff. But, you know, the reaction that I've seen firsthand since being back in the city and playing last night and stuff, I was kind of surprised, and it's really been positive and really fun for me.
You see a lot of people pulling out 20-year-old cassettes, hey?
Yeah. I haven't seen a cassette yet.
I've seen some old ratty t-shirts that have been pulled out of drawers, I think. It's kind of weird, too, because there's young kids that I'm sure couldn't have seen us back then. So it's interesting. We didn't really know what to expect at all. So
now that you guys have kind of come together, you've played a bunch, you're hanging out again, has there been any talk or a desire to maybe do some new music?
We haven't really talked about it much. It was always really an ordeal to write music for us. It was really took a lot of time and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. So I don't know. It would take a lot of time. We'd have to all take a lot of time to do that. We haven't really discussed it. We'll see.
Were there any little quirks about each other on the road and playing together that you forgot about? And then when you got in the room,
I remembered every one of them, actually.
Well, now that you have been removed from the Alberta rock and punk scene for so long, coming back into it, how do you kind of feel about what it's become? What do you think of the Alberta punk scene in 2014?
I think we're both completely out of touch with it.
Yeah, we're out of touch with it. I haven't been in town for 5 years, so I'm not really sure exactly who is really popular in town for young bands right now. I've heard secondhand about a few bands, but
it seems really vibrant to me. I don't know any of the bands anymore, but I've spent some time in Edmonton in the last number of years, and I know that it's pretty happening. I think there's lots of young bands and stuff. I just don't know who they are anymore. I'm old, so.
Yeah, Terry's in a new band called Secret Rivals, and I've heard they're really good.
I've seen them. They are really good. Yeah. A couple of the guys from 10 Second Epic play in that band,
right, that's
too.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. After you do these dates, I know you had the show in Calgary yesterday. You're here, then you have a few in Vancouver. And then what happens to the Smalls?
We actually have a whole tour we're doing in the fall. We haven't really officially announced it yet, but we're going to right away after the festival. So, yeah, we're doing about months worth of touring in Canada, and then after that, take a break, I guess.
Cool. Well, we're very, very excited to have you here today, and there are a lot of people wearing their 20-year-old Smalls t-shirts, homemade ones out in the crowd. They can't wait to see it as well. Thanks a lot for coming to chat with us.
Thank you.